Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, y'all. Welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. It is a basketball podcast that you listen to occasionally because pod don't lie, don't exist no more. So you need two weird niggas to talk ball. I am one of them. My name's Jamel.
I am the other one. My name is Ben Air.
Yeah, Miguel Ben Air.
That's fresh me.
Straight out of Monterrey.
Straight out of Monterrey.
Yeah. I don't know. That was the first Mexican city I could think of. But you said you're going to Mexico. You going to Mexico City?
No, I'm going to Guadalajara. And that's right. We'll get to that in a minute. But before we do that, let's handle some business up top.
Business.
If you want to support the Buds, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you access to bonus episodes, gets you access to our Discord, gets you access to so much more. That's patreon.com/airbudspod. And if you can't do that, go to Apple or Spotify, hit that 5-star button.
Hit it.
Help us fight the algorithm.
Fight.
And you know what? Tell a friend. If you had a friend that's like, hey, I like basketball. What's a good podcast to listen to? Tell them about the Air Buds.
How many of us have friends? Friends. Are those your friends over there?
Friends.
Let's be
Tell
friends.
Them to listen to Air Buds. They won't be your friends. After They'll they listen to Air Buds.
If you want to lose some friends.
Jamel, happy basketball.
Ah, yes. Happy basketball to you. Bradley Beal had 50 in his return to D.C. last night. How many did he have?
Did he have 50 last night?
Nah, my brother, the last text I received was he was at 43. And I don't know if the game was over.
I'll pull it up right now. I did not catch that game.
Nor did I, to be quite honest. I went and played basketball myself instead. Damn it. Been getting ready for your ass in the dab game.
Did you go play? You playing indoor?
Yeah. No, I was playing in the rain. Fuck that. I wasn't inside. Nah.
Bradley Beal, in his return to Washington, had 43 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 2 steals.
Slapped my mom.
Slapped your mom, plus 17 in a 140-112 win. Still wearing the mask. Nobody cared about him until he put on the mask.
Yeah. Welcome to the party, pal.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm here in the party with you. I feel like I've been quietly flying a little too close to the sun as a Sixers fan this season. You know, I've been trying not to talk about the Sixers too much. I feel like I've done a good job of that this season. And now it's and all I want to talk about now that I'm down here in the doldrums, Joel Embiid having a potentially season ending surgery on his, the flap of his meniscus.
He's got a flap.
He's got a flapper. He's in Burbank. Oh. He's in flappers right now.
Damn, son. We lost another one to Flappers.
We've lost so many good people to Flappers, I feel like.
Shit, man. Some of the best. Some of the Lord's toughest soldiers.
Yeah, I think Sixers currently sliding down the standings. They're in fifth right now, I believe. In the East, I assume they're going to drop all the way to the play-in between now and the end of the season.
And it's over for you? You've decided to pack it up?
Well, Jamel, a thing that I've been looking forward to all season long was attending the Sixers visiting the Clippers and the Lakers in March the 22nd. They were playing the Lakers. The 24th, they were playing the Clippers.
And I'm glad
you and I were going to go to that game together.
Yeah, you got some good ass seats too, huh?
Not anymore. I've got two seats to Guadalajara, Mexico, because after Joel Embiid's injury, I said, I don't want to see this. And I booked a trip with my partner to go out of the country.
Yep. Good call. Good call, man. I mean, yeah, it's done. That's cool. I wonder, who's going to lose in the second round now?
The Sixers will still find a way
to make it to the second round and lose still?
Yeah, I think so. It's just their destiny. I've been saying it on the podcast for weeks. Anytime we've had a guest on who were like, well, what about the Sixers? I'm like, I don't know. They're going to lose in the second round like they always do.
Yeah, yeah. This is our fate as a show. And that's fine, buddy. You know, it's cool in hell. Do you want Denny now? Do you want Denny Avdia now?
I don't know. Open up the trade machine.
It's open right now. I threw Denny Avdia inside it.
I don't know if I want Denny Avdia.
He's having a career year.
Great. In his third year, he's averaging, what, 12 points? That's a career year. He really helped the Sixers make it out of the second round.
Nah, listen, he got intangibles, man.
Joe Biden supports him unconditionally.
I'm sorry, man. Another Sixers year. Shot to hell. Well, I hope everybody else in Philly goes to Mexico too. Take the winter off. Live it up.
You know what? There's a podcast called The Rights to Ricky Sanchez, which is like the premier Sixers podcast. And they do a thing every year called Fly the Process, where they organize a big trip of Sixers fans and they fly to a different city to watch the Sixers play a game. And this year they were coming to LA to watch the Clippers and the Sixers battle it out. And I think there's going to be some Sixers fans arrested in Los Angeles because of this.
Oh, no. Oh, right. You think it's going to go that way? It's going to go left now? You guys are going to go like complete like Joker's minions?
I think there's a ton of Philly people who have dropped a large amount of their savings on a huge trip to LA to watch Joel Embiid play Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and James Harden. And now they have no reason to be here other than to be agents of chaos.
Or maybe try one of LA's top 10 breakfast burritos. It don't gotta be this way. Guys, don't get arrested. Just watch the Sixers get drubbed. But what about Paul Reed? Hey, maybe they'll win. They'll split that. The Paul Reed show.
Paul Reed has dropped 30 points in his starting role as a Sixer. But I also think Nick Nurse hates Paul Reed.
Damn, what do you think he did? What do you think he did to get on Nick Nurse's bad side?
I think he's just a fucking weirdo. Reed is just a weirdo out to come himself. He plays basketball like a fucking car wash inflatable tube boy. And he's odd to look at. And he thinks he has Hakeem-like moves in the post. He's good on defense, but it's like also hard to watch because you're like, he has very unorthodox defensive style. he's unorthodox in every way. And I think a guy like Nick Nurse looks at him and is like, I don't know what to do with you.
I bet he, what do you, think he like puts on weird TV in the clubhouse? Think he's making everybody watch like In the Heat of the Night?
So he has your TV watching habits? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. It seems like it's a weird episode. Tibbs has like a mustache. Anyway.
Tibbs has, wait, there's a guy named Tibbs?
Well, yeah, it's like Tibbs. It's like the Mr. Tibbs. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I've never seen In the Heat of the Night.
Oh, son, come on. First off, it's the Sidney Poitier won the Best Actor Oscar off the movie, and then they made it a TV show in the 80s.
Right. I think I've seen the movie, just not the TV show.
In the Heat of the Night.
And there's a lot of saxophone in the theme, right?
No, that's just, it's just singing. Just me singing that.
I know what I'm thinking of.
I mean, maybe Hill Street Blues? You might be thinking of Hill Street Blues.
I might be thinking of Night Court. One you of the might all-time be thinking great, of Night Court. All that time great saxophone theme songs.
Man, Night Court. When I was watching Night Court, that was a very interesting time in my life. I had never been more aggressively single. And I was running old episodes of Night Court.
I guess you could say that about me when I was watching Night Court. I was aggressively single at 8 years old watching reruns of Night Court. Did not have any pussy at all.
Yeah, you did. Stop lying. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did, man. You was 8 years old on Hinge.
Jamel, I mean, okay, so obviously Sixers still have Tyrese Maxey. Kelly Oubre is now a major part of the starting rotation.
Finally, his time has come. Finally, his time has come.
Tobias Harris, I shudder to think.
As a fantasy owner, I am rejoicing. It's Tobias time. He's got to get more shots.
It's Toby time, I guess. I mean, look, we've seen Toby time in his 5 years with the Sixers. Six now, I think. Many times it is a fucking mirage in the desert. It is not to be believed in. You're in the desert looking for water, and there goes Toby dropping 25 points, and you think, oh, is he finally the guy we need? And he's never the guy we need.
Man.
And he's going to get a fucking new contract off this, too.
And you know why. There's not a lot of guys. God, I wish. Is that my Tobias Harris impression? There's not a lot of guys walking through the door. 6'9". Can shoot sometimes. The citizens of Philadelphia trade me for a 12-pack of crumble cookies.
I would trade him for those fucking crumble cookies. I don't even like cookies. I'm not a sweets guy, but fuck, I would eat a bunch of fucking s'more cookies right now rather than watch Tobias Harris be the number one option.
I have been eating a lot of sweets. I'm not gonna lie. I've been working out a lot, and I've also been eating a lot of sweets.
What have you been eating?
Shit. What have I been eating? A lot of chocolate shit. I've been eating a lot of fucking little Lindor.
Oh, the little balls joints that you like get at the counter of like a bookstore or whatever.
Yeah, I've been getting them little balls off. I've been eating cocoa fucking Krispies, bro. I've been eating motherfucking English toffee, salted English caramels, like some leftover Christmas shits. Nah, I've been going nuts, dog. I had
someone
Uncle
gearing
Chek
up
Su
to play you in a high stakes game of one-on-one. I love hearing this.
Yeah, man, I've been eating little Japanese cheesecakes, man. Nah, I've been going nuts, dude. I'm drinking soda again.
You know, I just called our dab shot fun game high stakes, and I'm realizing there isn't really any stakes to it other than you getting too high to do anything for the rest of the day and me getting slightly buzzed. Do we need to add a stake to it? Do we need to add
what does it take to get you drunk? What is, like, five beers? You wouldn't be five beers while running. Have you done that before?
I think we literally played basketball at Peter's bachelor party while I was like 19 beers deep.
You have put the reps in. This is not new.
Well, no, I'm thinking if I shot fun, like 3 to 5 Miller Lights, I think I would definitely be buzzed, but be fine. I mean, those are like water. I'm not drinking like fucking 10% IPAs in this game.
That's fair. Do they even make Michelob Ultras in a can that fits in a shot fun?
I don't know. What if we just put bottles into the shot fun and I just start shotgunning glass into my mouth? There's a leveling of the playing field.
Yeah, you just described compelling television.
Yeah. Jamel, look, I don't want to rehash too much of what I've complained about in the Airbuds Discord, but I do want to hear your thoughts on it. Joel Embiid took a lot of heat in the media from NBA personalities, from podcasters, for not playing enough games, for not playing through injury, for ducking Joel Embiid or ducking these games or whatever. And then he, you know, finally went out and played through an injury and obviously ended up with potentially a season ending surgery after that. And LeBron James himself went on X.com. I think it's the first time I'm saying X.com.
Why? It seems like it's starting to work. It seems like people are saying it more now. Is that because we're getting closer to the election?
Perhaps. Yeah, I know. Here, let me pull up the tweets just so I don't get them wrong.
Get it right, boy. Get it right, boy.
On February 2nd, 3 days ago, LeBron James went on Twitter and said, "Where are all the media outlets, TV media personalities, hot takes that talk so much shit about Joel Embiid, about missing those games when he knew what he was dealing with? Now he's out with an injury because of it. Not one person has went back on TV or their dumbass podcast and apologized to that man. No accountability." And then three trash emojis.
Now, okay, so this is... We're putting it all on the media now.
It's not all on the media. But I think there is something about the media, basically. Kendrick Perkins going on ESPN and calling Joel Embiid a pussy for not playing through injury, and then he plays through injury and gets hurt worse. And, like, I think there's something to Joel Embiid being a competitive person and wanting to prove people wrong and hearing national broadcasters who make millions of dollars calling him a bitch and him being like, well, I guess I need to go show them that I'm not a bitch.
Listen, the media needs to have this conversation with itself. Mm-hmm. But as far as Embiid doing it goes, he wanted to win MVP because he plays for the Sixers, and the Sixers are never going to win a world title. The Sixers will never win a world title. You came on here last year and you said him winning the MVP was your title. And I bet it's the same for him. He knows they never going to win shit. This is what he has to do to do that, to show how good he is. But also, you get fucking paid. Isn't that a fucking payday when you win MVP?
Not exactly. I mean, he's already a max contract player. He's making as much money as he possibly can. So there are people that have like incentives in their contracts. If you make all NBA, if you make MVP, whatever, you can get a pay bump in your next contract or whatever. Joel Embiid's already at the ceiling of what he can possibly be paid. So I don't think MVP was much of a like pay bump for him.
That's true. Okay. See, I'm thinking it's big cash on the line. He's probably set on endorsements. He's not looking for new endorsements, huh?
I mean, he's got Skechers.
He's got Skechers.
He's got all the shape-ups he needs.
He's set for fucking life.
His bank account is shaped up.
His ass is rotund. You heard? The idea that the media made Joel Embiid do this is starting to smell strange to me.
I don't think the media made him do anything. I think it's just funny. All the media wants is to literally have an effect on players' lives. That's why they all stare down the barrel of a camera and tell players you're trash, or this is why you play bad, or this is what's wrong with you. And then the moment they might have actually affected a player negatively, nobody is like being like, oh, my bad. Maybe he really was hurt, you know?
Yeah, I haven't looked this week. There's no clips of this. I got to go back and do my research and see the past few days of clips.
So LeBron dropped his little tweets on like Friday night. And then obviously the weekend, a lot of these people aren't working. There are a lot of clips today. Stephen A. Smith responded. Kendrick Perkins responded to LeBron's this morning, but I haven't looked at any of those clips. But I don't imagine, I'm going to go ahead and bet nobody is like, damn, LeBron's right. We were too hard on Joel Embiid. And why should they?
I mean, I don't think anybody, also nobody thought he should have played against in that Warriors game.
Yes, they did. People were literally saying, if you don't suit up for this games, you're a fucking bitch.
nobody on Philly, nobody who's really a fan of the team. Obviously, we know the greater media stance, but you as a fan did not want him to play that game.
No, I understand that he wants to suit up whenever he can. If he feels like I can walk on 2 feet, I can put on a uniform and play. But I don't think, and that's another like situation, is that the Sixers organization is a cabal of star fuckers. They only want to acquiesce to the biggest names in basketball. That's why they went out and hired Doc Rivers when he was available. That's why they went out and hired Daryl Morey when he quote unquote retired. That's why they even went out and hired Nick Nurse. If there is a big name that is floating around out there, the Sixers will fucking overpay to get them. And they have the reigning MVP in Joel Embiid, and they want to make him happy. So if Joel Embiid is like, I know my basketball or my knee looks like a basketball, but I want to go out and play basketball, they're going to be like, hey, you're a cash cow. Go for it. You do whatever you want.
Okay. Now let me step out of that box. Let me get us in a different box. When is it time for the league to just get rid of team doctors? Hey, what is more corrupt than a referee? A motherfucking team doctor. When has a team doctor ever helped anybody stay alive? All I ever hear in all my years of watching sports, and now every ex-athlete has a podcast, all they ever talk about is how the team doctor's like, hey, you can still play. We'll just we'll turn your leg into a zombie leg, and you can hoop right now if we shoot your ass up with this Bane venom. And they all did it.
That's why Kawhi Leonard wanted out of the Spurs, right? It's because yes. He was like, there is something wrong with my leg. It does not work. And the Spurs were like, you can play.
Come on. What you mean? What leg? You don't even got legs.
Yeah. An organization that, by the way, is considered like one of the best with all the best people in it, like still drove away Kawhi Leonard because the team medical staff would not listen to him.
Listen, this is a problem across sports. This has been a problem in the league for years. I think there needs to be independent doctors. You know how they do independent investigations? Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to know, like, when a motherfucker gets hurt on the Hornets, the last person I'm listening to is the Hornets doctor. I send that nigga to Kaiser Permanente. The Hornets doctor is ready for you to die out there. How do you even get the job as the team doctor? Because you could hang out, because you could drink 12 beers? How do you even become the team doctor? It's not because you're the best doctor.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Doctor, it's because you're the chillest doctor.
All I'll say about Team Doctors is taking it back to the 76ers. Do you remember Pat Croce?
Yeah.
He was the head trainer for the Sixers. He was like one of the leaders of the medical staff, somehow worked his way up to become GM, ended up leaving the NBA to start slam ball, the most dangerous, injury-ridden venture ever in pro athletics. And this is a guy who is theoretically supposed to be a medical expert.
You look at a picture of Pat Croce, you tell me if he read the Hippocratic Oath. Okay, I don't think he ever read it. I don't think he ever said it out loud. Now, if you look at Pat Croce and you ask, does he know the lyrics to Celine Dion's third album? I'm going to go ahead and say probably.
Oh, Pat Croce was a former owner? I didn't realize he had bought a stake in the team.
Bro, he made it all the way. He made it all the way.
Yeah.
Huge Celine Dion fan.
I bet. He's got a full fucking, like, wannabe Rick Rubin beard now.
For real? Damn, that's cool.
His red hair has turned white.
Didn't he do some reality TV, too? Like, some other shit aside from Slam Ball? Which is technically reality TV, I think. They're categorized as such.
Jamel.
Yes?
All-star rosters were announced in the previous week. Obviously, we got the starters a little bit ago, but we had, since our last record, the full rosters have been announced. Should we go through them? And
let's do it.
All right.
Let's go through it.
For the Eastern Conference, we have the captain, Giannis Antetokounmpo, followed by Joel Embiid. Probably not going to play.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton, Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, and then the reserves are Bam Adebayo, Paolo Banchero, Jaylen Brown, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Donovan Mitchell, Julius Randle. Also probably not going to play.
Who replaces those two front court wise? What is it like? Why are we getting
Joel Embiid and Julius Siakam? Randle? Siakam. I think Siakam deserves a position. Obviously been very good for the Raptors. One of the few bright spots, and then has been balling out for the Pacers since getting traded.
So he's up there, and then who? I mean, what else otherwise? I mean, as far as the dudes picked, Giannis being the face of the league, is he? I mean, is he still?
I think the reality is that LeBron James and Steph Curry are still the face of the league. I don't think.
Yeah, what is? Yeah, he's just a dude now.
Yeah. He's also taking a bit of like a villain turn, like a heel turn in a way that I think is like not appealing. I don't know. He's become kind of a whiny complainer. He's starting to get those 10-second calls on his free throws, which is interesting.
Yo, the media image of Giannis Antetokounmpo is interesting. It's strange. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a mix of him being kind of like in a small market and also not like a fully appealing guy. Like, I don't know that he's like a guy that, like, he's not Steph Curry, where it looks like you can put Steph Curry's face on fucking McDonald's or fucking, you know, a beer brand and you could sell it. Like, I don't know that Giannis has that appeal.
Well, it also, it seems like it's him not giving a fuck a lot too.
I think he gives very much fucks.
You think he gives a lot of fucks?
Yes.
Well, then why does he let Thanasis hang around?
Because he needs someone to have the bottom bunk of the bunk bed.
Fair enough. Jokic don't got his bros, don't got a roster spot for his brother.
No, but they're definitely around all the time.
Them fools would love a roster spot.
If they played basketball in high school instead of beating up teachers, maybe they would be on the Nuggets like bench, you know?
Speaking of beating up teachers, Jalen Brunson.
My Lord, he's so good.
Man, wow. Beating up all the teachers this year.
Yeah.
Whooping the teacher's ass.
I'm thinking, now that the Sixers are done, in my estimation, for the season, what if I jump on the Knicks bandwagon?
You going to head up 95? You going to get on the Amtrak? Head up that way?
Might hit the Amtrak and head up north and take a permanent seat in MSG next to Spike Lee.
Hit the Amtrak.
I will get arrested. But
hit the Amtrak. I'm fall in love with the lady in the snack car. The lady who runs the snack car.
You know I love a person that gives me food.
She hands you an Otis Spunkmeyer muffin. You lose it.
And I just have hard eye emojis. Yeah.
Yeah, you turn into an anime. You turn into a nigga from Inuyasha.
I don't know the reference, but sure.
That's just like some like teeny bopper anime. It's like an anime meets like a is it a melodrama, soap opera? Anyway,
I believe you.
You get it.
Yeah,
Nick.
She hands me an Otis Spunkmeyer, and I go.
And I'm going to keep on coming.
Okay, and she's cool with that, I think. As far as you getting down with the Knicks, it makes sense. It's even more unhinged fan base than the Sixers. You could be even more chaotic. You could say even crazier stuff.
They're fun. And they're the blue-collar thing that I think the Sixers have been wanting to achieve, but are like... cannot because they're fucking a bunch of rich kids.
Sure. And I mean, yeah, they're down. It's a team. That's a team up there. And it's all thanks to Josh Hart.
And Jalen Brunson, who are starting their own podcast.
Good Lord.
Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson podcast coming soon. We know the Booker, Jamel. I've been trying to pitch him on getting Fat Joe on there.
For real? I mean, it should be just like various light-skinned people.
Ben Stiller also, I was pitching Ultimate Light-Skin.
Ultimate Light-Skin. Some of them credits, he was looking crazy light-skinned. Some of them 90s, some of them roles.
Ben Stiller, I don't know if you've been looking on Twitter, I'm sorry, X.com, but Ben Stiller, the ultimate like Knicks booster right now.
Really?
Yeah, he's been going off about the Knicks. He's very excited.
God, I hope they win something, or else the island of Manhattan is going to turn into a fucking bagel.
I do want to shout out Tyrese Maxey, well deserved first All Star pick. He was pretty much a lock the entire season. He's been great. Even in the shadow of Joel Embiid, has been playing like a fucking maniac. And nobody finishes around the rim quicker than him right now.
He's got the touch. He's got the angle on everybody. I do agree. Porzingis seems like a good sub as well. If I'm talking all-star East replacements, give me Siakam, give me Porzingis. In place of Randall and Embiid?
I think I don't mean to like fall into the media narrative of this, but if we're going to take another Celtic, I think Derek White deserves it over Porzingis.
Really?
Porzingis has missed a lot of games.
Yes.
Derek White's numbers are not exactly sexy. I think he's like averaging like 16-8-6 or something like that.
But off the bench, which is crazy.
Off the bench, and also like just a fucking defensive like maniac. And I don't think the Celtics are in first place without him right now.
You know what? Okay, sure. I'm speaking merely in terms of the East actually winning the game as well.
But I think Derek White is a guy who would show up to the All-Star game ready to play. I don't think Porzingis is going to sub into the All-Star game and try very hard. I think Derek White is going to be slapping the floor and trying to like shut down Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. Hey, fuck the guards. I mean, fuck the bigs. Okay, speaking of Kawhi, who's in the West, mon frere?
Okay. We got captained by LeBron James, followed by Luka, Kevin Durant, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Nikola Jokic. And then the reserves, we have Devin Booker, Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Karl Anthony Towns.
Wow.
I'll say, other than Anthony Davis, not a very defensive-minded team. I guess Kawhi Leonard is a good perimeter defender, but I don't think anyone's going to be putting on the stops. Not that there's a lot of stops to be had in the All-Star game.
When you said the roster, my first thought was, oh, yeah, the East got a nice – they might win.
I think the East are kind of built to beat the West right now.
Sure. It's a bunch of dudes who shouldn't play, first off.
What do you mean?
Like Durant should be playing like 8 minutes in this game. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't think Kevin Durant is at that age where he's going to, play 8 minutes and then go sit on the bench and pull out a camcorder from 2005 and film the game.
Yeah. And LeBron is going to have like a slightly newer old camera and do the same thing.
Yeah.
He's like, mine got mini DVD.
LeBron, I think, is probably going to try very hard in the All-Star game. He always does, right?
Just what, to get his like to get some sort of record number of All-Star MVPs?
Well, he has set the record for most All-Star appearances now with 20, right?
Yep. Yepers.
Who has the most All-Star MVPs of all time?
My first guess, Terrell Brandon with 0.
Kobe Bryant and Bob Pettit both have 4.
Wow. Bob Pettit. He got it when they used to. The All-Star game used to be a dab game when Bob Pettit was playing.
But they were dabbing LSD.
Yeah, they was doing Quaaludes. They was drinking whatever. They was drinking beers with them weird tab cans.
LeBron has 3 All-Star MVPs. So I'm going to go ahead and say it. I bet he goes for that 4th this year.
Okay, because that'll put him right up. That'll be the next thing. That'll be the next reason he's the greatest ever. Just another thing. Yeah. Hey, put a thing on his thing.
His 4 rings nobody cares about, so he's just got to rack up other accolades.
It's literally because you can't even mention that when you talk about how great LeBron is, because there's the LeBron and there's a LeBron and Kobe of it. I mean, the Jordan and Kobe of it all.
Yeah.
So that's, next. Tell me about his All-Star MVPs.
Tell me about his Player of the Weeks. How many Player of the Weeks has he gotten?
He's got 68 Player of the Weeks. Nigga, when Bill Russell was playing, they didn't even have weeks.
Bill Russell was playing during the Mayan calendar era.
Bill Russell had to play off a sundial. Y'all don't even know nothing about his weeks. It was 3 months.
I don't know that there any significant. I don't know if there's going to be a potential any injury replacements for the West, right?
Yeah, that was the next thing I thought. Damn, they're all available. Pretty wild.
Maybe. Yeah, Luka, I think he's been in and out of the lineup for the past week, but he'll probably be healthy by then.
secretly, one of my favorite things about the All-Star game is injury replacements.
Go on.
Well, just it's just that because every roster, there's a couple dudes who are like, damn, it should have been him. Actually, he was the dude. The guy who got named the All-Star was the guy with the bigger media presence. But the actual guy was this guy. And then the media guy gets hurt, and then the actual guy gets in anyway. So we get to have that debate. We get to be like, actually, it should have been this guy. And then it's like, well, yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is kind of like the NBA version of like the Oscars like debate that everybody has, where it's like everyone's like, Margot Robbie wasn't nominated for Best Actress for Barbie? Ugh. And you're always like, well, there were five other women that were. Who do you think should not have gotten it? And it's like, this is like a case where it's like, what are their injury replacements in the Oscars? Like,
dog, and it's that so betting funny.
Can't come to the Oscars, so someone else has to get nominated.
It's so true. And I feel like the same thing, the women's national team, like every time it's not Nneka Ogumike, but it's very clear it's one person that they're like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is in the Nafisa Collier?
Jamel, did you see that Jason Tatum, he's back at it. He's doing it again.
He did something corny.
He compared himself to Kobe again. And he said that, he basically was like, you know, Kobe needed Pau Gasol for those last two championships. And I feel like I have my Pau Gasol in Kristaps Porzingis, calling himself Kobe inadvertently.
Now there's a place that I could take this comment, but I'm having a pretty good day. I'm also, I mean, in the heat of the night is on in the background. I don't know if, I don't know if mentioning potential crimes is where I want to go to start my week, but what other things is Jason Tatum doing to pattern himself after Kobe Bean Bryant? I ask myself and will not elaborate.
What did you say about basketball?
I didn't say nothing, sir. I just wonder.
My apologies to Jamel.
Is there a photo of him in pajamas with a cast on his hand, working on free throws in pajamas? Is that what's coming next? Is he going to be a guest on a reboot of Moesha? Where does his quest to become Kobe Bryant end? Will he be going to Denver anytime soon?
No. Okay.
I've had enough of that fat bastard.
We're talking about Jason Tatum.
I'll take it easy. I will take it easy.
We don't want to get into libel or slander.
I would never do such a thing.
Jamel, now that you're basically fully out on the Wizards, I'm out on the Sixers now.
Yep.
Do we pivot our podcast to be about pickleball or some bullshit?
I'd love to switch to tennis. I got a couple friends who'd be good guests. And the tennis season is starting up. I'm hoping my guy Francis Tiafoe could get a couple trophies. I'm going to Indian Wells in March. If you want this to be the Tennis Buds, we could be Tennis Buds.
Maybe we try a couple weeks of Tennis Buds and see if people complain.
Well, they definitely will, which has brought a huge smile to your face. Just imagining the masses being really upset with us. I love the joy. I haven't seen you smile like this in ages, Mike Bennett.
The thought of people hating us.
The thought of 1,500 guys. You look overjoyed. You look like you just saw your daughter. You just walked your daughter down the aisle, thinking about like 800 guys messaging us. All at once, like, what the fuck? I'm gonna kill you. Who the fuck is Gail Monfils?
Tee hee hee. All right, well, stay tuned next week for Tennis Buds. Jamel, is there anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Shows, come to shows. Oh, mixtape is this Wednesday in Los Angeles. If you're in Los Angeles, come to the free stand-up show hosted by me and Garrick Bernard at the Clubhouse upstairs in LA's number one parking lot, the John's parking lot. It's a building called the Clubhouse. We are doing a show. It is this Wednesday. It's free. It's called Mixtape. It's going to be a very good show. We got Jesus Trejo. We got Kayson Wilson. We got Chappelle Lacey. We got Barbara Gray. Brittany Carney stepping off in that thing. And a couple other people I forgot. There's one white guy. I think we cap it off at one white guy. But there will
just
be a
like
white
our
guy.
Podcast.
For you white guys listening, we will have one of y'all up there. So come on out.
Why do you think Peter's not on ever anymore?
This Wednesday, we had to cap it. We had to start capping it. Then Peter tried to say he wasn't white. Every time Peter does the show, it's because he's kind of reignited some litigation. So it's like, still, you know how, like when a guy can play during a suspension sometimes? Mm-hmm. That's yeah. Peter.
And you're going to be in Colorado on 420, right?
Listen, I don't even know if I'm allowed to promote it, but Boulder Comedy Show on 420. And if I'm not on that show, I guess go anyway. April 12th and 13th, me and Rob Hayes will be at Sports Drink headquarters in New Orleans.
Shout out to Rob Hayes back on The Tonight Show the other night. Fucking killed it.
He did great. His album's out. I was very involved in the promotion of his YouTube special and album called Frontin'. It's out now. Listen to that. That.
Very proud of Rob. He's so good. Also proud of maybe the baggiest outfit on network television in decades.
Went crazy baggy. The story there. It's like, it's weird that I'm scooping it because we do a podcast together, but he had a suit that they didn't approve color. They didn't approve of the color of his suit. So he went Billie Eilish.
I cannot wait until I hear this full story from him.
Yeah. Stay tuned to that. Bender got a movie. Vidiots. Cool. He's screening his movie at Vidiots at the end of the month. Also, if you're
in LA. If you guys are in LA, go to Vidiots on February 29th, Leap Day. Ooh. Look, it's a free day. We get one free day every 4 years. You can do whatever you want. And I think you should spend it by going to Vidiots to see Destroy All Neighbors.
It's going to be a double screening. A double screening is going to be Destroy All Neighbors and then Stick Around for Kids. They're going to play Kids right after Destroy All Neighbors.
The movie that both made me horny and frightened for my life when I saw it at like 7 years old.
So that was at seven?
I saw it when it came out. I couldn't have been more than seven or something when it came out. Maybe
you definitely had hoes when you was eight. If you watch Kids when you were at seven.
I was a little skate rat growing up, running around the city with a bunch of skate rat friends, and I watched that movie being like, this is going to be my life. And then by the end of the movie, I was like, I hope this isn't my life.
Your life, yeah, please don't make this, let this be someone else's life.
Yeah, but go see Destroy All Neighbors. Jonah Ray's band is going to be playing after, which is fun. They're doing a set. I think it's called You Can't Call Me Al is his band. I don't know. I think it's like a literally Weird Al Yankovic cover band.
Okay. Yeah, but, don't call me Al, dog.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun time. There's going to be cast and crew there. It's going to be rowdy. Let's go see Destroy All Neighbors at Vidiots on February 29th. And if you can't go, it's on Shudder and AMC right now.
You get a cut of that?
Vidiots? I don't think I got a cut of the video screening, but I'm getting those residuals, kind of, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, we'll see.
Theoretically, we struck for better streaming residuals, so we'll find out.
Hello.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.